For the halacha segment of the shiur, I'd like to talk about some shilas that come up in Yana Deyoma, shilas of this time of year. A few shilas. First of all, the whole question of slichas. We started saying slichas last night. The B'nai Ashkenaz started last night. The Sfaradim started at the beginning of Chodesh Elul. This is mentioned by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Harachayim, and Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph. That Nogu Lokum Ba'ashmores Lomer Slichas V'Tachanunim. The Shulchan Aruch says from Rosh Chodesh Elul until after Yom Kippur, the Sfaradim say slichas, but the B'nai Ashkenaz, the Rama quotes the Minhag Ashkenaz, that we start saying slichas the week before Rosh Hashanah, the Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But the Rama is, when Rosh Hashanah falls out either on Monday or Tuesday, we know there's a principle that lo adu rosh. Lo adu rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on adu. What does adu mean? Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Based on the calendar that was set up. It just doesn't happen. So Rosh Hashanah only falls out Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, or Shabbos. It's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out either on Thursday or on Shabbos, so then you have most of the week. If you have most of the week, if you have 4 days in the week before Rosh Hashanah, then you start Slichas Matzei Shabbos of the week of Rosh Hashanah. But if Rosh Hashanah falls out either on Monday or Tuesday, we're not going to have 4 days. We're not going to have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah in that week, so we start Slichas the Matzei Shabbos before. That's what happens this year. What's this idea of the 4 days of the Mishnah Berurah? Gives different reasons. The more popular reason of the Mishnah Berurah is the second reason, that by Rosh Hashanah it doesn't say V'hikravtem Ola in the Psukim of the Musaf in Parashas Pinchas, but rather it says Va'asisem Ola. Why Va'asisem Ola? So Chazal interpret that every person comes on Rosh Hashanah, person is supposed to make himself into a carbon before HaKadosh Baruch. Vasisam Ola, not just to bring a carbon, but you should be a carbon. Makriv himself, to present himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom Adin. And we know there's a rule in Karbonis that a carbon is Ta'un Bikur, Dalid Yomim. You have to check out the carbon to make sure it doesn't have Levaker Mehecholo, right? To discern, to be careful to check out the carbon that doesn't have any mumim, any blemishes that would hassle it, that would make it unfit to be a carbon. You set aside the carbon, set aside the behemoth for 4 days before you bring it as a carbon. It's totem bikur dalad yamim. So since it says vasisam ola lagabi Rosh Hashanah, so every person is supposed to be like a carbon before Hashem. So we start saying slichas. Slichas is the process of tshuva. We're trying to check ourselves out to make sure that we're roi lakach, so to speak, or right, look after, we brought as a carbon before Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have this minute to say slichas at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday, then we have to start the previous week. When do we say slichas? So as the Mechaber points out, be'ashmores, we say slichas ideally in the last watch of the evening. We know the night is divided into three parts. The last watch is 4 hours. In a perfect day, 6 to 6. So the last watch is from 2 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock. We know there are shows, zmanios, it's not necessarily perfect, 6 to 6, right? But we divide the day, and the last watch, the last 4 hours, that's the ideal time to say slichas. Others claim that as long as it's after chatzos, that's also an eis ratzon, one can say slichos after chatzos as well. The Matir Ephraim writes that many have a minute to say slichos even after alos hashachar, even after dawn, though the day, so to speak, begins then, even before Hanetzach HaMeh, before sunrise, from Alos HaShachar, it's already viewed as the end of the night. The night has already concluded. But that's okay. Maybe it's not as big an Eis Ratzon as the latter part of the evening from Chatzos, or certainly in the last Ashmura, but it's also okay to say the Slichos then. Many have that minig because it's easier for them instead of getting up very early. Except for the first night, we know the minig is to say Slichos the first night, actually at night, because we say in the Pismon, we mention Laila Alat, we say Bezakosim Be'od Loyal, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael, Be'od Loyal, when they cry out to you at night, Ritzei Asirasam Be'omdam Balelos, listen to the Tfilah of Klal Yisrael when they stand before you at night. So because we mention Laila in the Tfilah, so more are medaktik to say Slichos the first night, actually at night. Rabbi Shechter is very careful. He says that one should bedavka say slichos at night. He doesn't say, as far as I know, he doesn't say slichos in the last Ashmur, but he says it after chatzas. Because it's an Eis Ratzon, he says, that's really the Iker Eis Ratzon, that's when the Mekubolim hold that you should say slichos at a time of Eis Ratzon. the second half of the night at least, he holds you should not say it in the morning. And some point out that the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Tur Barekes, Shari Tshuva on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, that even though if you say Slichas after Chatzos, you're going to go to sleep late. You know, if you don't live in the dormitory, so saying Slichas at night, you know, it's much later, your bedtime is going to be much later than it normally is. If you live in the dormitory, it's Nishkefela. Maybe it should be Gefela, but you know, you've got to sleep a little bit later in the dormitory. But it's hard for people. So the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Tur Barekes that at this time, even if it's going to take away from your Talmud Torah, you might have to take a nap during the day, better to be marbe betfilas v'tachanunim. This is a time of tefillah. It's a zman of tefillah before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yomim Noraim. We have to daven appropriately. So better to be marbe betfilas v'tachanunim than betalmud Torah. A person has to know how to balance properly. It's not poshut. Maybe it's better to say slichas at night. Rabbi Shechter certainly holds it's better to say slichas at night. Many are makel to say it before shachris, to get up a little bit earlier to say it before shachris. Rabbi Ephraim already says like that, so it's okay to follow that minute, but there are those that are machmir more to say it at night, dafka, because it's an eis rotzim. But as the Shari Tshuva points out from the Birkei Yosef, it's really appropriate not to say slichos before chatzos. The night is viewed as an eis din. After chatzos already, it's like an eis rotzim. We know that there are some that say tikkun chatzos for the churban beis hamikdash a whole year round. Tikkun chatzos, you say it at chatzos, after chatzos. So somehow, after chatzos is viewed more as an eis rotzim, and certainly the last hashmura is viewed as an eis rotzim. But the beginning of the evening, the first half of the evening, is viewed as an eis din. That's why we don't say tachnun at the beginning of the evening, right until chatzos. So the Shari Tshuva points out it's really appropriate not to say slichas before chatzos. Either say it after chatzos, or say it in the morning, get up early and say it in the morning before shachris, but better not to say it before chatzos, because that's an eis din, it's not an eis rotzon. So why would we want to invoke the din upon us to say slichas earlier in the evening? That's in terms of the timing for slichas. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sifat Dalet that even a yochid can say slichas. You don't have to say slichas b'tzibur. But the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim should only be recited b'tzibur. What's more, the statement in Kel Melech Yoshev Akisei Rachamim, the statement Kel Horei Salonu Lomar Shlosh Esrei, that statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've taught us how to say Shlosh Esrei. Zechor Lanu Hayom Bris Shlosh Esrei. The bris of Shlosh Esrei, that's a bris that's said to the tzibur. The yochid should not say that because there was no bris given to the yochid. That's to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So a person should not say the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim if he's saying slichos b'yechidus, nor should he say the phrase kel horeis alonu. You can say kel melech yoshev al kisei rachamim, but where you start kel horeis alonu lomar Shlosh Esrei, just skip that and just say v'salat l'avanenu v'chatosenu v'chaltanu and go on. You can say the slichos. So if a person didn't have the opportunity to say slichos after chatzos or to say slichos before shachris, let's say he got up late, it just didn't work out for him, he can say them b'yechidus at a later time during the day. There are some who say maybe you should say it before mincha, daven mincha, a little bit before shkia. We know in other contexts there are some that claim that right before shkia is another eis rotzon during the day, not at night, but right before shkia, mincha katana. So some say, if you didn't say slichos in the morning, say it in the afternoon before mincha. That's an eis rotzon as well. But you can't say slichos b'yechidus if you didn't have the opportunity to say slichos b'tzibur. We start slichos from Ashrei because that enables us to say kaddish. If you have psukim, you can say kaddish on the psukim. One should have a minion of 10 people before starting Ashrei so that you can say Ashrei b'tzibur. It's not the kaddish b'tzibur, it's the psukim. You have to say the psukim b'tzibur in order to say the kaddish b'tzibur. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you don't have the minyan asara at the beginning of slichas, so you can say Ashrei. Ashrei is also an introduction to the slichas, and you can start the slichas too. And then when you get the minyan, then you should say Zok the Mishnah Berurah. You should say three psukim. You know, a lot of the slichas is just psukim, as it's certainly beginning. Shema Tfila is all psukim and Tehillim. So you can say those psukim, but recite three psukim before you say the Kaddish. Three psukim b'tzibur. The idea, apparently, in the Mishnah Berurah is that three psukim is called the chativa achas. It's one unit. As long as you've said three psukim b'tzibur, even if they weren't Ashrei, you can say kaddish on those three psukim. It's like if you get an aliyah, so they lain at least three psukim for each olah, because the three psukim are viewed as a chativa achas. So over here, regarding saying Kaddish for Psukim that were recited, Betzibur, three Psukim is also viewed as a Chativa Achas. As long as you say three Psukim from Tanakh, Betzibur, then you can say Kaddish on those Psukim. So that's what they should do. If you have a minion before, if you say Asher Betzibur, so that's great, then say Kaddish on the Asher. If not, then start the Slichas. And when you get the Tzibur, when you get the minion Asar, so just say the three Psukim Betzibur, and you'll be able to say Kaddish on that. What's the din in terms of tachnun for the slichas? We know at the end of slichas we have tachnun. So, if you say slichas after chatzos, then you can say tachnun. In the last tashmur, you can certainly say tachnun. You can even be nofel, doing the filas apayim, meaning falling on your arm. So that somehow is a greater tachanunim, even more than just the parsha Vayomer David al God. That's just that perek in Tehillim. That's one level of tachanunim, but nefilas apayim is a higher level of tachanunim. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim a little bit earlier in Arachayim in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tam al Pi Kabbalah. Says there's a Tam al Pi Kabbalah that nefilas apayim should not be done at night. But the Shulchan Aruch there says that in the last Ashmura of the night, the last watch, the last 4 hours of the night, it's Karav Layom, then you can do nefilas apayim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machronim that some are makel even from Chatzos. So as long as you say Slichas after Chatzos, then you can have a Nefilas Apayim. You can do the Nefilas Apayim, that's okay. By the same token, the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, so Katan Yud Zayin, says that if Tfilas Mincha, on a regular day, if the Mincha extended until nightfall, one shouldn't do Nefilas Apayim. You know, if the Chazaras HaShatz is Ben Hashmashes, if it's after Shkia, they're going to do a Chazaras HaShatz, but, you know, it's better to do Chazaras HaShatz before Shkia. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can have a Nefilas Apayim until nightfall, but you can't do Nefilas Apayim after night. During Ben HaShmoshes, so then the minig is, he says, we do a Nefilas Apayim. If Mincha, this is very common, it can happen. Right? You schedule the Mincha, and somehow you weren't able to get the minion, so you start the Mincha late, and Chazaras HaShatz is going to continue until Ben HaShmoshes. And if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, you're going to want to fall Nefilas Apayim after Mincha, after the Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah Berurah says that's okay as long as it's Ben Hashmoshes. That's okay. No, Ben Hashmoshes is Safak Yom Safak Laila. So if you don't do Nefilas Apayim by Laila, so how can you do Nefilas Apayim during a time of Safak Yom Safak Laila? Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. The minhag is if it's only a Safak, so then it's okay to do Nefilas Apayim. And finally, it's important to keep in mind that Slichos is just an introduction to the Tefillah. It's not as important as the tefillah itself. People often get so carried away with the slichas that, like, if the tzibur is going fast and they didn't have a chance to say the whole, you know, all the slichas, so then they'll continue the slichas, even though the tzibur is already putting on the tefillin, they're starting the davening, and they'll catch up, you know. The tzibur is in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, and this person is putting on tefillin. He was there when they started brachas, but he was behind in the slichas. He came late to slichas, so he feels like he has to finish the slichas first. That's inappropriate. Slichas is a hakadama for the tefillah, but it doesn't trump the tefillah itself. Not more important than the tefillah itself. So a person didn't have the opportunity to say all the slichas, either because the tzibur is davening quickly, or because he came late to the slichas, so then he should say what he can, and then start the tefillah with the tzibur. Let him start the tefillah with the tzibur, and he'll finish the slichas later, he'll be mashlim later. The tefillah is the ikar. So if the tefillah is the ikar, better to start the tefillah with the tzibur, to have the ikar, and the slichas, they're important, but they're only a tofel. He'll be mashlim, as we said later. You can daven slichas, even be achidus, so be able to be mashlim later in the proper way. Question?
What defines as the tefillah? Like, when does that start?
Brachas is the beginning of tefillah shachris. One should say brachas.
Shachris.
Say, yeah, shachris. Shachris. When shachris begins, you should say every part of shachris, right? Brachas, karbonis. Karbonis is an important part of tefillah as well. Right? We all say karbonis, right? Right? I try to say as much of the tefillah as possible. Certainly Pesukah Dezimra. One should say all the Pesukah Dezimra. Don't say the slichas over the Pesukah Dezimra, that's for sure. One should say karbonis. Yeah, okay, we're all smiling. One should say karbonis. It's appropriate. I don't know. For some reason, you know, karbonis just lost the... It's in the Siddur, but, you know, they say, afilu sefer Torah shebehechol tzarech... Mazel, even the Sefer Torah, right, the Sefer Torah, they have like five Sefer, let's say a shul has five Sefer Torah, but they only read from like two Sefer Torah. They take out the other Sefer Torah, you know, for Simchas Torah, right? Even the Sefer Torah Shev Hechel, it needs a mazel to be used. So like even davening, parts of davening need a mazel. Some of the karbonis can have the mazel to make it. You know, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel made it big. it's Rabbi Shmuel's mazel. What can I tell you? But there's more of karbonis that you can say. And even if you're not going to say, oh, look, I know karbonis takes a long time, but at least the parashas atomid, the parashas of the ketores, the basics of karbonis. I mean, what is tefillah about? It's b'mokom karbon tiknum. So we say the tefillah, but we're not going to say the parashas of the karbon tomid. Parashat of the Karbon Tomid is not so long. At least say the Parashat of the Karbon Tomid, say the Parashat of the Ketores. That's a very important part of tefillah. So one should try to say as much of the tefillah as possible and not, you know, put slichas in front of the tefillah. Daven the slichas instead of the tefillah. The tefillah is the ikar, the slichas is the tefillah. We have this in the time of year that we have to remember the balance, the sense of priorities of what's ikar and tefillah. Remember to daven as much of the tefillah as possible and not to put the slichas in place of the tefillah. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't say slichas if you can't say all the slichas. But the zebra, at least say the slichas later in the proper way. Yeah.
Should one wait until after slichas to put on tefillin?
It's a good question. Sometimes it's a function of how early the slichas is being said. You know, if the slichas is not so early, if you daven, I don't know, at the 7 o'clock minyan or a 7:30 minyan, so then there's no problem. If you daven much earlier, then it becomes a little tricky. You shouldn't put on tefillin before the time, right? But if it's after the time that you can put on the tefillin, as an Eitzah Tova, it might be a good idea to put on tefillin first. Then you can say the Slichas Benachas, and you're not going to feel rushed later when the Tzibur is starting Shachas. It's a great minig if you can do it. If you can do it, that's a great idea. Yes?
Should we say Machnisei
Rachamim? Rabbi Shechter says that one should not say Machnisei Rachamim because we don't daven to anyone except the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't ask Malachim to bring our tefillas up. He has different corrections, different things in the slichas that Rabbi Shechter holds one should leave out because we don't dive into intermediaries. Midas harachamim aleinu hisgalgali v'lifnei konech tchinasenu hapili. We don't dive into the midas harachamim to bring out tefillas before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Shechter has a whole different nusar over there. Midas harachamim aleinu galgel. We dive in towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be megalgal the midas harachamim upon us. Okay, even if you're not going to change that nusach, but the paragraph Matnisei Rachamim, there are others. There are some poskim that have already pointed out that maybe it's better not to daven to the Machnisei Rachamim. So just that part you leave out. The Aramaic before and after, you can still say. You should look at the English and see what the Aramaic means. Avodim asking for Rachmanis from the Master, that you can ask. Because we're the Avodim, we're asking Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you could say. But the paragraph, Machnisei Rachamim, there are some who say that you shouldn't daven, shouldn't say that because we don't ask for mercy. We don't ask Shluchim to ask on our behalf for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.